Last July, Texas Senator Wendy Davis made news in her bright pink running shoes during an 11-hour marathon filibuster. Last night, she was hoping to shine again, albeit in heels. Instead, she decided it was time to back down.
The people of Texas have spoken. A few moments ago, I called General Abbott to congratulate him on being elected governor of this incredible state.
During the year-long campaign, Davis had two things going for her in Texas: a massive army of volunteers and a growing minority electorate that tends to vote Democratic.
And what we have done here in this state and in this campaign is nothing short of extraordinary. We were down by 23 points in January. We had cut that in half by June, and we have been on the offensive ever since.
Still, the final numbers weren't encouraging for the Davis camp. She lost by 18 points. In 2010, former Houston Mayor Bill White lost to Governor Rick Perry by 13 points. For Governor-elect Greg Abbott, this victory comes after a series of wins. In six elections, starting with his run for state trial court judge in 1992, he hasn't lost a race. When Abbott took to the stage in Austin, he referred to the accident that left him paralyzed 30 years ago and said his win was a demonstration of opportunity.
You know, I'm living proof that a young man can have his life broken in half and still rise up to be the governor of this great state.
Abbott also made a promise to Texans.
Whether you voted for me, against me, or didn't vote at all, I'm going to work every single day to keep Texas the best state in the United States of America.
The first new governor of Texas in 14 years will be sworn into office in January. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.